ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 विष्णु सहस्रनाम Number 524, according to the commentary that we're following, is the same as name number 96 and the same as number 206. Some names occur twice, some occur thrice. This name is Aja, which is a fairly well-known word among those who study Srila Prabhupada's books, and other scholars of Shastra. It has several meanings. Yeah, stop making that noise. Several meanings. The meaning that we regularly receive from Srila Prabhupada, and the meaning, as he explained it mostly, is according to the meaning which is clearly the prime meaning in the important verse in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi Sanavyayatma Bhutanam Ishvaropi San Prakritim Swamadishthaya Sambhavamiya Mamaya. Krishna says, I am unborn, aja, unborn. A is negation and ja indicates janma. So not born. Even though I'm not born, Krishna says, I appear again and again in this world. Sambhavami, I come into being, I appear to be born. So I may not get into that in much detail, as I've already been through it twice. There are several other meanings. He who is signified by the letter A, or A in English, the first letter of the English alphabet is what is called A, and in the Sanskrit alphabet, they're almost synonymous. Aksharana makaro smi, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, among all the letters, I am the letter A. What exactly is a letter? It's a whole epistemological, philosophical discussion. It's practically undefinable what a letter is, if you really want to, just like a number. What's a number? It's a mental construct in one sense. Anyway, in the sense, he comes first. Also, there's another very important meaning to him being the letter A, because A is not only the first in the alphabet, but it's the first in A, Ma, which becomes Om. So he's signified by the letter A. This is it's the letter A. If we look in the Sanskrit to English dictionary, or Sanskrit to any other language, we'll find that A indicates Vishnu. So there are various meanings. I'll just go through them quickly. Based on the root aja gati kshepanaya, it signifies motion or throwing away. That's what's written here. Being the remover of aja means the remover of obstacle. Dispels the darkness of ignorance. In other words, the sense of moving. Najayate iti ajaha. The term aja is explained later by Krishna. This Ajopi Sanavyayatma verse is further, or it's repeated or said in more detail. Najayate mriyate vakadachin. In relation to the ordinary soul. The ordinary soul is also aja. But there is a difference. Bhutanam Ishvaro Pisam. He's just, like the ordinary soul actually doesn't undergo birth or death. But Krishna looks like you're ready to undergo death or something like that. But Krishna, he is the king, or the supreme among Bhutanam Isra. He's the controller of all the living beings. So there's a difference between his unbornness and that of the living beings' unbornness. Or rather, he is the supreme among the unborn. And there's also a very important difference between him being unborn and others being unborn, which also comes in this series of verses in which the Ajopis, this series of verses, Ajopi Sanavayama, that comes from Arjuna's question, Param Janma Vivasvataha. Katametan Vijani Yan Tamado Proktavaniti. You and I, Krishna, we're here, and you said you spoke to the sun god, but he's born much before you. So how am I to understand that you spoke to him so long ago? And Krishna replies, Bahuni mevyatitani janmani chanmani tavacharjuna. Both you and I have passed many, many lives. We've taken many, many births. Tani hang veda sarvani natvang veta parantapa. But I can understand, I can remember them, you can't. So that's the difference between Krishna's ajatva, or his position of being unborn, and that of the regular jivas, even including Arjuna, who's such a great personality. In many important ways, he's on the level of the personality of Godhead, at least in social dealings. And Krishna even took the position of his chariot driver to be as if subordinate. But even ontologically, inherently, intrinsically, Arjuna is subordinate to Krishna. He's not Ajat in the sense that Krishna is. Krishna's not born, but he appears with full remembrance of everything. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavishani chabhutani natvam vetapur. Krishna knows everything, past, present, and future. Mantu Vedana Kashchana, sorry, getting mixed up there. But he is not known. Even Arjuna didn't know. Arjuna thought he knew Krishna very well. But Krishna said, no, you don't know me well. There's a reason why Arjuna doesn't know Krishna well. There are two reasons. One reason is that Krishna is so vast and great and the jiva cannot understand. Another reason is because of Leela, that Arjuna, being influenced by Krishna's yoga maya potency, thinks that he and Krishna are actually on the same level. They're both princes, kshatriyas. So he is signified by the letter A. Now this letter A, Radha Krishna Shastri, one of the great personalities who's commented on this, Vishnu Sahasranama, they went through every single verse and studied. See, what the commentators do, they go through all different shastras and they give some meaning. They don't just give some meaning, but they give a quote from shastra to support it. So these are vastly learned devotional scholars whose learning is fully directed toward glorification of Krishna. Of course, Shankaracharya is also one of the commentators, and sometimes his commentary is somewhat impersonal leaning, not always. So Radha Krishna Shastri explains that when the world comes to an end, then everything, the whole cosmos, everything submerges into earth. The earth goes into water, the water into air. And what is left behind is the sound of pranav. Everything comes from om, everything comes from sound, as the Bible says, Gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Prabhupada quoted that in a lecture in France, that in the beginning was the Word. That's right, the Word is Omkara, and the base of, so Omkara, everything comes from sound and everything merges into sound. And the root of that sound is So, Aja. So, Aja means everything that is born from A. Everything is born from A, because everything is born from pranav. It is a very, you could say, complex and very, or maybe a better word to say is not complex in the sense of unnecessarily complex, but it shows the depth of these scholarly devotees' realization. It's not something that they've just screwed out by speculation. These are facts. These are so Aja means everything is born from him. So in one sense, he's non-different from everything that is born from him. Everything comes from him. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. Natas sarvam prabhatate. Everything is born from him. A-ja. Everything is born from A. Everything comes from A. And that A is ultimately, that is Vishnu, Krishna. There's the moving, who moves in the heart of the devotee. These have been discussed before, that he's moving. So he moves in the heart of the devotee. He stirs up the devotee. And also he moves, he reaches out to the devotee. Wherever the devotee is, he reaches out to him. The Lord is not simply still, but he's active in bringing his devotee to him. And he's also active in the sense that he oversees how everyone gets their karmic fruits without discrimination. Aja, everything. He is in one sense everything. He is everywhere, in everything. These meanings come up again and again and again within Vishnu Sahasranama under various names. Shri Baladev Vidyabhushan explains that the names in this verse, this is the beginning of another verse, Ajo Mahar Hasvabhavyo Jita Mitra Pramodanaha Anando Nandano Nanda Satyadharama Trivikramaha. Baladev Vidyabhushan says that these names all identify the Kapila avatar, the son of Kardama, and Devahuti. So I'm not going very systematically here. Baladev says he appears to take birth within this material world, although he is unborn. This is Baladev's explanation of this verse. Unborn means that he's the unchanging, deathless reality, the ultimate truth. If he has no birth, means there's also no death. There's no, for him, there's no birth, nor death, nor decay. Therefore, it signifies that he's eternal and changeless. He's unborn, but everything in this world is born. Everything in this world is subject to change. The change goes on. The change goes on, boyhood to youth to old age, but for the soul is changeless. So Krishna, he is non-different from his body. The soul appears to be in the atmosphere of changing, but Krishna is changeless, unborn. And there's also another difference between Krishna being Aja and the spirit soul, the conditioned soul being unborn. It's because the conditioned soul undergoes the illusion of being born. But Krishna doesn't undergo that. He appears to be born and die. He's actually unborn. But Krishna, he doesn't have any such illusion. Another meaning, born of Vishnu, means all his sons. He has so many sons. He had 16,108 queens and 10 sons by every queen and one daughter by every queen. And particularly this refers to Pradyumna, and he's the first son and the most prominent. Another very important meaning of this is Pradyumna is Kama Deva. So everything comes from him. Kama, desire also comes from him. The transcendental Cupid. Desire comes from him. So those who want to squash desire and finish desire, seeing desire as that which binds us in this material world, they don't understand that desire is born from Vishnu. So desire in and of itself is not a bad thing. Just desire should be directed toward Krishna. What is that verse? Nindriya Pritir. Kamasya Nindriya Pritir. Labho Jiveta Yavata. Jiveta Tattva Jigyasya. Neha Yas Cheha Karma Bihi. Our karma should be directed toward understanding tattva, the ultimate truth. That should be. That's the first stage of directing our karma, our desire, in the proper way. To understand the ultimate reality. And that ultimate reality is Krishna. So it's important to understand that desire comes from him who is the ultimate reality. Janmadyasya yataha. Everything comes from him. Everything is generated from him. So desire is not bad in and of itself. It's not bad. But it's how we desire. So we should take shelter of the transcendental Cupid. This term comes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, aprakrita madam, the transcendental Cupid, who is worshipped in the Kama Gayatri with his pushpabana. The mundane Kama also has his flower arrows, but Krishna, he's the original transcendental Cupid. So we'll ask to be shot by the arrows of aprakrita madan, not the mundane one. Okay, Hare Krishna. I'll finish that. Yeah.
If Aja refers to that which came from Vishnu, if you take that name, then it can also refer to Brahma.
Yeah, it could refer to Brahma, who is born from Vishnu. Although in the commentary, the devotee, some Sri Vaishnava devotee who's not given his name, who's collected all these commentaries and give them in English on Vishnu Sahasranam, he hasn't included that as the name of Brahma. It very well could be Brahma, who is born from the lotus, which comes from the navel of Vishnu. Aja also means goat. We find that that's also mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Aja Gala Nyai, in the idea that everything is simply matter. There's no transcendental cause. It's something like expecting to get milk from the nipples on the neck of a goat. Goat has nipple-like protrusions on its neck. So if we expect to get milk from that, that's called ajagala nyaya. That just like expecting that we can get matter produced without spiritual cause. It's a gross misunderstanding. Ajagala stana nyaya, the nipples on the neck of a goat. Standing. Hare Krishna.